relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So now it's witness intimidation. I thought it was about extortion. No, it was about quid pro quo. No, it was about bribery. Oh, sorry, collusion. No, obstruction of justice. No, emoluments clause. No, it was campaign finance fraud. Oh, it's Stormy Daniels. Oh, it was the Access Hollywood tape. Have I missed anything out? I'm sure I have. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're having so much fun with the absurd three-ring circus that is the clown car of delight that some people call impeachment. The latest. President Swalwell wants to have the president's tweets admitted, included in the articles of impeachment because they consist of witness intimidation. A response from our good friend, I've just seen it on Twitter, Ari Fleischer. He was on the show, I think, was it yesterday, the day before? Ari Fleischer was White House Press Secretary for President Bush. As for Trump's tweet, to call it witness intimidation is laughable. People can say whatever they want about President Trump, and he can't say what he thinks. The witness has every right to speak her mind. And he can speak his. If witnesses are so intimidated, why do they keep showing up? Exactly, Ari. Except for one. There's one missing. The whistleblower. Eric, where are you? We're looking for you everywhere. Where has Adam Schiff put you? Let's have audio from today's circus of an impeachment from Devin Nunes with exactly this issue in mind today. Devin Nunes, cut one.
As the Democrats are well aware, no Republicans here know the whistleblower's identity because the whistleblower only met with Democrats, not with Republicans. Chairman Schiff claimed not to know who it is, yet he also vowed to block us from asking questions that could reveal his or her identity. Republicans on this committee are left wondering how it's even possible for the chairman to block questions about a person whose identity he claims not to know.
There you go again, Devin, using logic and common sense in front of Adam Schiff. How can he block discussion of the whistleblower's name if he doesn't know who he is, which is exactly what Adam Schiff is trying to do. Let's put this all into context. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host, former strategist to President Donald Trump, host of this show, America First, on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting today, not from our usual studios, just outside the Swamp, but from KTRB. It's 8:60 a.m. The Answer. Why are we here in Fremont, California? Because this evening, with my good friend Hugh Hewitt, we have a book event for the War for America. So thank you, everybody here. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Craig, for being such a great host, and to the team back in D.C. for making it all happen at their end. Let's get serious for a second. What is this all about? There's a French phrase. It's coup d'etat. You don't use it lightly. You don't just brandish it, throw it out there if you're serious. Coup d'etat is not a word we actually associate with our republic. We talk about revolutions and we talk about representative republic. But what we are experiencing right now, don't misunderstand me, is an attempt at a coup d'etat. Why? Because the man who is our president shouldn't be our president. At least not according to the quote-unquote elite that thinks they are smarter than you. At the beginning, when he announced his candidacy, none of them took it seriously. In fact, it was deemed risible, laughable. The blonde billionaire from New York, the reality TV show star, wanted to be taken seriously. It was absurd. They said it was a joke in bad taste, or at most a publicity stunt. But what happened in the months that followed? I first met candidate Trump in the summer of 2015 when I was asked to advise him. I traveled to Trump Tower, sat down with him to talk national security issues, and he was prepping for that fall, the national security debate that fall with other Republican candidates, and I agreed to assist him. What happened after that? One by one, slowly but surely, candidate Trump whittled away all the other 16 establishment GOP candidates to become the Republican nominee. The inconceivable had occurred. Why was it inconceivable? Because he wasn't part. Donald Trump wasn't part of the political class. He wasn't beholden to special interests. He wasn't tied at the hip to the unions or Big Pharma or tobacco. And really, as far as they were concerned, he was callow. He was a rube. In a choice between a dinner of vichyssoise or a Big Mac, he'd go for the burger. In an evening in a choice between watching Charlie Rose or Sean Hannity, he'd go for the Fox News host. The choice was simple. This man must be stopped. Why? Because he's not going to put the elite first, the swamp first. He's going to put America first. And so it began, the disinformation campaign by the fake news industrial complex was launched. This media, which had told us for 8 years there was a scandal-free Obama administration, nothing had happened, no Fast and Furious, no JCPOA Iran deal, no IRS targeting conservatives, no National Park Service being used to intimidate our veterans of World War II, no use of the Espionage Act to spy on and intimidate conservative reporters like James Rosen or Shel Atkison. Just one fact for you, my friends. During the 8 years of the Obama administration, more journalists and their sources were prosecuted and imprisoned by President Obama under the Espionage Act of 1917 than by all previous presidents combined. But it wasn't just about Obama. It was also about his henchwoman, Hillary Clinton, who had lied about Benghazi, who had been involved in the sale of 20% of our uranium to Russia while her husband was picking up cool speaking fees of $500,000 from the same Russian companies, the woman who had betrayed her quote-unquote friend Ambassador Stevens and the other three brave Americans who died in that compound in Benghazi. This series of crimes, of scandals, had to be covered up. That's how we arrived at Russiagate. That's how we arrived at Christopher Steele, the attempts at entrapment of individuals in the Trump campaign, low-level experts such as George Papadopoulos, or whether it was Carter Page, the use of CIA, FBI assets, Stephen Halper, Joseph Mifsud, and the strange Azra Turk. Who is Azra Turk? We still don't know who she is. The unmaskings of hundreds of American nationals, the betrayal, the sting operation against General Mike Flynn, until it was too late. We chose Donald Trump, and he won. What was their response? Mueller. Russia collusion! Let's have a special prosecutor who can put this man in jail. And they tried. For 20 months, $35 million, 50 federal agents. But then again, they failed. After that, shouts of obstruction of justice. And then the Ukrainian phone call. Bribery, extortion, quid pro quo. And now, witness intimidation via Twitter. This is about you. It's not about the president. It's about undermining the will of the American people. But we're here to stop that. I'm Sebastian Gorka, author of the new book, The War for America's Soul. It's Friday. We're going to talk Second Amendment issues next with our good friend, Grant Stinchfield. Don't touch that dial.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
My friend, if you're an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out is probably your top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is more in focus. Thankfully, my friends at Lone Star Transfer can help. Let them do for you what they have done for thousands of others across the country. The process is done legally and ethically and quickly. Lone Star Transfer also has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Brian and Karen run a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money for something you rarely, if ever, use. Give them a call today for a no-obligation consultation at 844-310-2646. That's 844-310-2646. Again, 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My Plug-In Pest Free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-In Pest Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.
Cut 8.
If this shooting yesterday,
two Muslims,
if it had been a Muslim that had shot two American kids, Washington would be shut down today. If it's this random domestic terrorism with kids being able to walk into gun stores and get AR-15s and shoot up their schools, not necessarily this school, I don't know what weapons were used here, right. But at a majority of the schools, as this epidemic spreads across America, Republicans say absolutely nothing. If one Muslim kills one or two Americans and, you know, and says Akbar Allah, then suddenly Washington shuts down. So these Republicans, they actually are prioritizing death. Some deaths are more disturbing than others, but when it's just our kids getting shot in school, unless a Muslim did it,
right,
they just don't do anything.
That is great Muslim scholar Joe Akbar Allah Scarborough talking about kids going into gun stores buying AR-15s. I don't know how that connects to the recent attack in California, the school shooting with two deaths and the shooter in critical condition. But maybe our guest, it's Friday, it's Second Amendment Friday here in America First. He goes by Stinchfield 1776. He is a MAGA champion, NRA member, and he knows more than the Second Amendment than most people combined. Grant, welcome to America First. Do you understand what Joe Scarborough was blathering about there?
No, Seb, I actually don't. In fact, I'm completely confused by it, and I think you could actually make the opposite argument. I mean, I think back to the San Bernardino attack.
Yes.
In 2015, when 14 people were killed, two Muslims were responsible for that attack, and the media did everything it could to hide the identities of the shooters. They did not want you to know that they were Muslim attackers, and they did everything they could to bury that story. So what Joe Scarborough is talking about, I have no idea. Now, I will say,
Before you go on, what about the Pulse nightclub, where we were told, remember, for weeks, oh, it's a homophobic attack. The fact that he's a Muslim, no, he went there because he didn't like gay people. Remember that?
Of course. And this is the MO of the left, especially when there is a Republican president like Donald Trump in office. They do not want you to know that the threat is real when it comes to Islamic terror. And so they'll do everything they can to downplay anything associated with it. So Joe Scarborough is off his rocker in this case.
Right,
and
so
in many others, by the way.
Indeed. It's that, what does he use? The stuff that perms his hair, the stuff that bleaches his hair. I think it might be going through his cranium. Grant, talk to us about the recent event here in California. I'm in California today. How should Americans understand this? So the latest I know is that it was the young boy's 16th birthday. He had a handgun, which clearly 16-year-old, that's a crime to begin with. And he came from a broken home. Father was an alcoholic, divorced his mother, died of alcoholism. How else should we contextualize what just happened, the sad event here in California?
So first off, I'm like every American. I'm like you, Seb. Your heart aches when you hear that you've got kids shot at the hands of some kind of a madman like this, a 16-year-old. But what's really sad is you start to see these common themes in these mass shootings over and over again. You know, you've got a kid from a broken home or having trouble inside the home, and then he steals his firearm. Presumably they went in, they found other guns inside the home, and then goes and shoots up the school. And again, I promise you, in this case, just like in all the others, there were going to be plenty of warning signs that came out about this guy that could have prevented this. The other common theme, Seb, as you know, is that the Democrats will rush to judgment on something like this. They'll start calling for gun control before the facts are even in. We saw it yesterday. They were screaming and yelling about gun control, and I would challenge them with this. What new law would have stopped this maniac from shooting up his high school when you just said it, Seb, it's already illegal for a 16-year-old to have a 45 handgun?
Right. It's not about logic, my friend. It's not about logic. Can I jump? I know you are Mr. Second Amendment, but you're a patriot. You're a buddy of the show. Can I get you in this segment to talk to us? What is your response to what's going on in D.C., Grant?
I honestly think the Democrats are melting down. They're reaching at such straws, Seb, that the American people, I think, are becoming a lot like I am. I think everyday people are tuning this out. They're saying enough is enough. I can't take this nonsense anymore. President Trump intimidating the witness with his tweet. Has anyone actually read the tweet? There's nothing intimidating in that tweet about this ambassador to the Ukraine. They're literally going down into this world of bizarre land. And I promise you, the American people are just tuning it out. The president is not going to get hurt by all of this. And I don't think he suffered any damage today.
Well, let me give you some empirical data to this effect. Today, the Dow hit 28,000, the first time ever. The Dow's value now is 20% more than it was at the beginning of the year. The NASDAQ is 30% more in total value than it was on January 1st. So, Grant, wouldn't that kind of be a message to the Democrats that America's just not buying it?
All right, so I've argued for a long time, including when Barack Obama was president, what's the best thing for an economy and for business owners? It is certainty. You know, when Barack Obama was president, we had no certainty. We didn't know what was coming as far as Obamacare, what new regulation was gonna hamper us. And so now there is a sense of certainty with President Trump. And if you talk about certainty, the Democrats may think they're going to impeach and somehow get President Trump out of office. But I think Americans, and the Dow proved it today, are certain that is not going to happen.
Yeah, bingo. He is Grant Stinchfield. Follow him on Twitter, Stinchfield 1776, and then his great website, grantsrant.com, grantsrant.com. We're going to be continuing our discussion on Second Amendment issues, but don't forget, if you're a great patriot like Grant, if you love the president, and if you want to get a good night's sleep, do what I do. I may be traveling, I may be in California, but I've got my Mike Lindell travel pillow with me. This is the only pillow out there that keeps its shape, supports your head, never gets overheated, hot. You don't have to flip it halfway through the night. 10-year warranty, free shipping. And because you're listening to me here on America First, and because Mike Lindell is a guest host, a buddy of mine, he's giving you right now the biggest discount he has ever offered on TV or radio if you use my name. You can get it. You can use that discount on the premium My Pillows. He's only sold 45 million of them. The travel pillows, the new body pillows, the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, or even his mattress toppers and his My Pillow pet beds. My dog Killian loves his My Pillow pet bed. So you know what you have to do. Go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com, or call 1-800-829-8468, 1-800-829-8468. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the special code G-O-R-K-A. Back with Grant Stinchfield next here on America First, and then afterwards, your calls on anything, because it's Friday. We allow you to ask Dr. G anything, but it's also Second Amendment Friday, and I'd like you to sound off also on the circus on Capitol Hill. 1-833-334-6752. That number again, 1-833-334-6752 to call me, Dr. G, on America First. Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
'Tis the season to sparkle and to do it right. Start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has everything you need to decorate your home indoors and out. And it's savings too. Stop in today and get in on early Black Friday deals like 10% off select GE pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get a Holiday Living 100 count clear or multicolored mini light set for just $2.99. Whatever you need to deck your halls and more, this holiday season, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/20, U.S. only.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Dow Jones Industrials break above 28,000 for the first time in history. And Phoenix Sky Harbor named the best airport in America. Those stories next.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction. Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mpvans.com.
A record day on Wall Street as the Dow closed above 28,000 for the first time in history. Healthcare and technology shares surged. Restoration Hardware up 6% and Occidental Petroleum up 3% after Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway picked up shares in both companies. At the close, the Dow had gained 223 points, sitting at a new all-time record high. The Nasdaq up 62 points, the S&P up 24. The Trump administration today issued rules compelling hospitals and insurers to provide upfront information to consumers on what their care will cost. That begins in January. Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix ranked the best airport in America in the Wall Street Journal annual rankings. Phoenix scored best out of 20 airports, the shortest screening times, and the fastest Wi-Fi. The Journal's three worst airports, New York's JFK and LaGuardia, and Newark International. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
With breaking news, here's Sebastian Gorka.
So, yes, the Dow has broken 28,000 for the first time ever. NASDAQ also hit a record, the 21st record since the Trump administration began. Dow is up 20%, NASDAQ up 30% since the start of the year. And then in some other news, Roger Stone has been convicted of all 7 counts in a court today. How does this fit into the larger impeachment and political intimidation farrago? We will discuss with you. The number is 1-833-334-6752, but we still have our good friend Grant Stinchfield on the line, and I want him to react to this absolutely mind-bending audio from Katie Turr talking to Cliff Van Zandt, gun expert, quote-unquote, on MSNBC. Play cut 7.
Soldiers will risk their lives to save children. Policemen will, firemen will. But senators won't risk their seat to save the children's lives. That's really disgraceful. There'll be no remedy. I don't think there'll be any courage up there at all. No courage, because they're afraid for their seats. They're fearful. They're more protective of their seats than the lives of your kids, of America's kids.
You were just speaking about senators not showing the courage to put their seats at risk, to pass common sense gun reforms, background checks, etc. Would you go so far as to hold them responsible for the deaths that are continuing, the lives that are continuing to be lost with gun violence?
Look, I clearly do.
Grant Stinchfield, your reaction to suing conservatives for gun violence?
The only thing he's an expert in is bullcorn. look, this is a common theme for Democrats saying that somehow Republicans, NRA members, people who love their guns, law-abiding folks, are complicit in the attack. Dickie Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut, said the same thing.
Hang on, you mean Da-Nang Dick?
Exactly. He said that anyone that supports gun rights are complicit in the attack. That includes you and me. We're miles away from this, Seb. And so I would only offer this up to them. In California, which is the incubator for every gun law that Democrats want across America, they've got a 10-day waiting period, universal background checks, so-called high-capacity magazine bans, background checks for ammo, red flag laws, safe storage laws, age restrictions on guns. I could go on and on with this list. None of that would have stopped this shooting. What do they want to pass in Washington that would have stopped this 16-year-old from shooting up a campus?
Gun confiscation, Grant.
That's it. A full repeal of the Second Amendment to come take your firearms. And don't think they won't go door to door to do it if some socialist Democrat ever got into office. It won't happen, though, because we still have a Second Amendment, and America wouldn't put up with it.
Right. You were mentioning in the break some very interesting report from the Secret Service, Grant.
Yeah. Secret Service just came out recently with their Threat Assessment Center, and they issued a report on shootings in schools and attacks in schools. And it was amazing to see the common themes. And thankfully, the Secret Service, the solutions to this was not about gun control and taking away firearms. It was about that these shootings could be prevented due to what we see in all of them. We talked about it a little earlier, trouble in the home, Seb. Right. There's no one there to stop the attack. Typically, the attacks last less than 2 minutes. And that means that if you want to stop that attack, you can't wait for law enforcement. You've got to have somebody there to do it. And they go through this. It's many pages, dozens and dozens of pages long of ways to stop these attacks. And really, the Secret Service proved they can be prevented, but gun control is not the way to do it.
Can you send us a copy of that report so we can post it at SebGorka.com at
Absolutely.
America First?
I will. Right. I will forward it as soon as I get off with you.
In the last minute we have left with you, Grant Stinchfield, in the 353 days we have left before the election, what can the average American do to support the Second Amendment and our gun rights?
Well, I'll tell you what, it goes beyond now, Seb, with what we're seeing today and the weeks leading up to today. You've got to be out there. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be talking to your friends. And you've got to be calling your lawmakers, senators, congressmen, I don't care whether Democrats, Republicans, and overwhelm them with how you feel, whether it's about anti-gun legislation or about this impeachment hoax that they're perpetrating against President Trump. We've got to get vocal. We've got to get engaged. We cannot sit back on our heels because they want to take this president out. It's up to us to not let that happen.
Yeah, it's important to make that connection. This impeachment isn't about Donald Trump. It's about those who voted for him and anyone who wants to make America great again. Grant, you nailed it. Follow this man. Go to grantsrant.com and follow him on Twitter, Stinchfield1776. My friend, be safe. Keep your powder dry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are broadcasting from KTRB 860 AM, The Answer in Fremont, California. I may be on the road, but I'm taking my balance of nature. Why? Because if you listen to my good friend, New York radio host, entertainer, and all-around good guy, Joe Piscopo, he's got a message about balance of nature.
Well, one thing you're going to notice immediately with Balance of Nature is that you're not going to get sick as much. And you're going to find when you go to the office, everybody is sick all around you. They have a cold. And maybe you used to be the first person to catch that cold. You will not catch that cold anymore. I speak for myself when you take Balance of Nature.
So not only are you eating healthily with those 31 different fruits and vegetables in your Balance of Nature, but because it's so healthy, it increases your immunity. Join me today. Take Balance of Nature every day. You'll get 35% off your first order and free shipping if you go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But either way, it is essential that you use the special code GORKA. It's Friday. Back to your calls next here on America First. The number is 1-833-33-GORKA, GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. Impeachment circus, good or bad for the good guys. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold, 480-360-3000, and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned, Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price, because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at bollandbranch.com with promo code CALM. Bollandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and you've heard me talking about the movie No Safe Spaces, which is a great movie, and it is about the crisis of America, the crisis, free speech.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening.
I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California, Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
Before the movie, we wrote the No Safe Spaces book. The book is a documentation and a fascinating one about what is happening to free speech in America and especially on campuses. We have a limited number of autographed copies of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. It's valuable reading. Once you pick it up, you won't put it down. Get your autographed copy of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Lawyers 800.
This lawyer's star rose while repping Stormy Daniels, but fell after he was accused of trying to extort millions from Nike in 2019. His name, quickly forgotten, obviously, Michael Avenatti.
Ouch. Ooh. Dear, oh dear. You don't want to be Michael Avenatti today. Those are the three smartest Jeopardy winners of the year. The three smartest! I mean, real brain boxes. And none of them knew who Michael Avenatti is. And then you have Alex Trebek say, his name? Quickly forgotten, obviously. I bet that stung. Democrat Congressman Al C. Hastings is under investigation for his personal relationship with a staffer. I don't know whether to be... Oh, can you remember? What was that woman's name? Hill? Katie Hill? I don't know whether to be disgusted again or impressed. I've never heard of Democrat Congressman Al C. Hastings, but he's 83 years old. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Matthew, line 4 in Nevada. Welcome aboard, Matthew.
Hey, Dr. Gorka. Love your show. First-time caller. So I wanted to say, in regards to the circus on Capitol Hill, mm-hmm. none of it matters. It doesn't matter. It's all a smokescreen. It comes down to one base issue. Yeah. Career politicians that have spent decades tightening their stranglehold on the American people, and Donald Trump is now pulling back that curtain and exposing their corruption and their lies, and they are scared that they are going to lose because of it. That's what this is all about.
Can I add one thing to that? Not just career politicians that are afraid. I think it's also the career bureaucrats.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do you say it doesn't matter? Well, Matthew, I'm curious. Why do you say it doesn't? In what way does it not matter? Do you think it won't affect the president? Or are you saying the issues they're discussing in impeachment are irrelevant?
I don't think it's going to affect Donald Trump at all, no matter what they do. Whether or not they succeed in the impeachment is not going to affect Donald Trump overall.
Why? Why?
Why? Because he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
No, but people who are across America are seeing these people in these sophisticated people in their bow ties saying that he's a nasty orange man. That won't have any effect?
Absolutely not, because as one of your previous callers was saying, the American people are smarter than that. They are starting to realize the corruption that exists in career politics. And they're ready for a change, and that's what Donald Trump represents.
Yes, indeed. Whether
they succeed or not doesn't matter. It's not going to affect Donald Trump. Now, I do believe that it will have an impact on the country overall. If they happen to succeed and do manage to remove him from office, I fully believe it's going to throw this country into armed revolution. But as far as Donald Trump himself, it's not going to matter. He doesn't care, and it's not going to affect him one way or another, ultimately.
From your lips to God's ears. Will you stay on the line, Matthew? First time caller, I'd like to give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, stay on the line. Phil, line 3. Phil in Philadelphia. Welcome back, Phil.
Hey, Dr. G, we love you in our sanctuary city of Philadelphia.
What kind of sanctuary city? Sanctuary for conservatives or sanctuary for bad guys?
Oh, my. It's Biden headquarters, put it that way. That's Biden about as bad as it can get. Dr. G, I don't know why for the life of me nobody is asking Joe Biden why he had to have that guy fired. Why did he have to interfere with a criminal investigation in another country?
Right.
Nobody is asking that question. But I'll tell you right now, the answer to that question would not have come from him. Because when he said to that president of Ukraine, call my boss, I mean, would you listen to Joe Biden saying you're not getting money without calling Obama?
No way.
Absolutely not. That's why Obama needs to be put under oath in front of the Senate when this goes to the Senate.
Wouldn't that be delicious? Can I read you a tweet, my friend? This is, I love this. Think of this. This is in the breaks. I try and stay on top of social media. This is somebody called Fluffy Bee Unicorn One. So I tweeted out at the beginning of the show: should Donald Trump pardon Roger Stone and make him ambassador to Ukraine? Okay, people, a lot of people like that. And this is Fluffy Bee Unicorn's response. He should also, this is the president, okay, Phil, he should take his youngest son
to every asshole country in the world.
Oh,
have him hang on. Have him put on the board of every tin pot corporation, demand payment for said, and then return home, brag about it openly at a conference, and use all the money to build the wall. How do you like that, God. Phil?
That's
Isn't that good?
One last thing,
great?
Dr. G?
Yeah.
One last thing, Dr. G? Do you think that President Trump could declassify that conversation from that call from the president of Ukraine to Obama and find out what that answer was to let
Absolutely.
That guy fire?
He can declassify, by law, he can declassify any secret in federal government.
Maybe you might want to run that by him.
All right. We're on it. Thank you, buddy.
We love you, Dr. G.
All right. You've got my book, right, Phil?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right. Keep spreading the word. You can turn it all back. Let's bring Philly back home. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I think he enjoyed calling in. What a great guest. If you like this show as much as Phil does, do the right thing. Join my club. You know what it is. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. It's the exclusive subscription service where you get America First all 3 hours commercial free. Plus special long-form interviews with special guests that we don't even air on the radio. Video interviews, you can download the audio, and then my takes of the real story behind the fake news industrial complex. Go to sebgorka.com right now. Just do it. SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. Join today, and we'll throw in a signed copy of my book. SebGorka.com, Gorka's Cabinet. We are broadcasting from our friends. It's KTRB, Fremont, California, home of 860 AM, The Answer. We're here for the War for America's Soul tour. Tonight I'll be speaking here in Silicon Valley with Hugh Hewitt, but this is always, wherever I am, a ReliefFactor.com studio. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's natural, and pain relief that has zero side effects. Unlike anything you've ever tried before, it's not a prescription drug. It's not a stinky ointment. Try this, whatever it is, knees, back, ankle, shoulder. For me, it was my lower back pain. I took Relief Factor for 3 weeks. 10 months later, I am still pain-free. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from Americans who are across the country who are getting their lives back, liberated from the daily aches and pains. How do you find out if it works for you? It's super simple. You go to ReliefFactor.com, you buy the 3-week quick starter pack, it's at your door in 3 days or less, take it, 4 capsules in the morning, 4 capsules in the evening, and I, Dr. G, guarantee to you that you will find out by the end of 3 weeks if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It is that easy. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Do it now. You deserve it. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here in America First, 1-833-334-6752. Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
'Tis the season to sparkle and to do it right. Start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has everything you need to decorate your home indoors and out. And it's savings too. Stop in today and get in on early Black Friday deals like 10% off select GE pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get a Holiday Living 100 count clear or multicolored mini light set for just $2.99. Whatever you need to deck your halls and more, this holiday season, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/20, U.S. only.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
America first. Magnificent.
Why is Leroy playing my favorite tune? He wants me to be in a good mood. I may be 3,000 miles away in California, but we're still fighting the good fight. I'm going to end the show with a little... It's not show and tell, because it's a radio. I get it. But remember when Sesame Street wasn't riven with political correctness? Remember that thing they used to have? One of these things is not like the other. Do you remember? They've had those boxes, and you'd have to identify which one of these kids is doing something different. Here's three stories. Tell me which one is the important one. Disney Plus, this new streaming service, has added warning caveats to classic movies, including Dumbo, The Aristocats, Jungle Book, and Lady and the Tramp. Why? These are all horror movies, right? Dumbo, Lady and the Tramp, Jungle Book. What are the warnings? Quote, these films contain outdated cultural depictions, and they might be triggering. It's not April 1st. How about another one, probably even more disturbing? This is from the Washington Times, Jessica Chasmar. 100 students at a Oregon high school walked out of classes last week in support of the LGBTQ LMNOP, I added the LMNOP, by the way, community, after they said a series of events made the students feel unsafe, including the presence of a Chick-fil-A food truck at the home football games. The Westland High School students, organized by the school's Gender and Sexuality Alliance, why does a high school have a Gender and Sexuality Alliance in the first place, walked out of school Friday to protest what they say is rising anti-LGBTQ sentiment on campus. And here's the last story. Let's come back to reality. Homeland Security investigation agents made 3,771 criminal arrests relating to child exploitation in this fiscal year, marking an 18% increase from the previous fiscal year. Almost 4,000 criminal arrests of illegal aliens for child exploitation. The same organization that the Democrats want to dissolve. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This has been America First. Let's end the way we always end, with my former boss, the 45th President of the United States.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.